So you're picking up your messages from your answering machine, and you hear this. That's part of a message left on the answering machine of Sandy Petit of Otis, Oregon. Her son, Stephen Phillips, is an Army military policeman serving in Afghanistan. The message is the sound of a firefight. We spoke with Sandy Petit earlier this week about the scare she got from that message.
Well, at first it was kind of hard to figure out what it was, and then when we realized it was gunfire, my husband and I just stood there and looked at each other. Eventually it ended, and we were just totally in shock and disbelief that that could actually be Stephen, because a lot of the yelling in there was Stephen.
I understand that one of his good friends died about a year ago.
Yes, in fact, that's where I was the morning that the call came in. I was in buying flowers for Mike's parents because it was the year anniversary of his passing.
His friend was in Iraq, right?
Yes. It's affected everybody in the county, that one.
So what did you do when you got this message?
Well, at first we couldn't get a hold of him. It was about an hour and a half, and he finally answered, let us know. We told him what happened, and he was really embarrassed by it and apologized for us having to hear it and let us know that he was okay, and so was everybody else.
You didn't cry? You didn't
Oh,
faint?
Yeah. It was very emotional. I thought that was, you know, after Mike dying last year, I thought maybe that was the last thing that we heard. Because at the very end of it, you hear Stephen yelling, incoming, incoming, RPG, and then it just goes dead.
How did it end up being recorded on your voicemail?
He leaned up against the phone. He had called us earlier in the day, and nobody answered. So he hung up, and when they got in this firefight, we're at the top of the list on speed dial. He leaned against it, and it redialed automatically.
How long has he been over there?
15 months.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
How do you stay so calm, Sandy Petit?
I'm not always this calm. It's, you know, we have our ups and downs to go through moments. There's we go and sometimes read the messages on YouTube, and some of them are pretty emotional as far as, you know, support, and some of them are just so heart-wrenching. I sometimes have to quit reading them because they just make me tear up so bad. You know, we never expected anything to go this far. We just thought, you know, we put it mainly on YouTube so that friends and family could hear it.
I understand he's scheduled to come home next week?
Yes, he is.
You must be so ready for that.
Oh, absolutely. We can't wait.
Sandy Petit joined us from the studios of KBCH AM in Lincoln City, Oregon. Stephen Phillips will be back in the United States next week.